A very hot day. We were all trying very hard to cool down while we waited for Coot Boot to return from Uncle Bill's lobsterscape deep under the Pacific Ocean. It was so hot I needed a glass of water. Oh, what on earth are you doing in there, Nobby?
Just trying to keep cool.
Just then, I saw that Coot Boot was returning at last. He looked even hotter than the rest of us. He was even finding it difficult to fly.
Not on me!
Poor old Coot Boot.
Walter! Walter! Look!
That's better. Well done, Nobby.
Dr. Snuggles, I've just come all the way from Uncle Bill and there's something terribly wrong. There's hardly any water anywhere, not even in the river. It's all gone.
All the water gone?
Oh, what's gone wrong? We must do something.
Yes, we must. We must go and find what happened to the water. Come on, everybody. Nobby, Dennis, Coot Boot.
Where are we going, Doctor?
We're going to look for a river. It's missing.
Missing?
Stupid frog.
We followed the course of the dried-up river to the very top. And there we found it ended in a cave. It was very dark. And there, in the corner of the cave, was the river, rolled up like a carpet. What on earth could it be doing? Good afternoon, my dear stream. I am Dr. Snuggles. Oh, come on now, my dear stream. There's no need to be nervous of me. I've come to help.
Frightened. I don't want to go out on my own.
I told the nervous river how important it was that he should go out this afternoon as usual, and told him how all the animals and flowers were in trouble without him. Besides, if you don't go out, you'll never meet the sea.
I don't want to do that. I'll disappear if I do. I know I will.
I assured the river that this was not true, and that we would keep him company on his trip and look after him. This seemed to work. Yeah. Now, dry your eyes. Oh, yes. Silly me. Well, come along then. There's no time to waste.
Come on.
Well, I chatted to the river as we went along, and it began to cheer up. And soon we began to get up speed. I was finding it difficult to keep up.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Snuggles.
Even on my umbrella it was hard going, but Nobby had an even better idea. We made splendid progress. The river seemed to be doing everything, a power of good. And at last, we reached the sea.
I told you I'd disappear.
What do you mean? The river was right. Someone had been making the sea disappear. Someone had been digging great holes out of the sea. Cootboot flew up to have a good look at this peculiar hole. Along with Dennis, I only hoped that Uncle Bill, down at the bottom of the ocean in his lobster scape, was all right. He might be in terrible danger.
But how can we get there?
I had recently fitted some modifications to my duck-handled umbrella. And now was my chance to try them. We set off to find Uncle Bill. It was one of the strangest trips I'd ever made, and one of the wettest. I thought it would be a good idea to know where we were going, so I sent Cootboot up to have a look.
Wait! I think... there's an island up ahead.
Good. I'd be very glad of somewhere to rest for a moment, as all this bouncing up and down is very exhausting. Oh, it was a desert island, and we soon discovered that we weren't alone on it. You dare to trespass on the island of the Sand King? I assure you, Mr. Sand King, that we didn't mean to trespass. We are just resting.
Of course you meant to trespass. You're obviously friends of my great enemy, the Big Dipper Beast.
No, I don't think so. Who is the Big Dipper Beast? I needn't have asked, because we were about to meet him. Oh, dear. What was to become of us now?
What's the matter? Why won't anybody be friends with me?
With you?
It began to look as if there might have been a terrible misunderstanding. The ferocious Big Dipper Beast wasn't ferocious at all.
Nobody loves me. I just want to be friends.
A likely story. I explained to the Big Dipper Beast that friends do not normally roar at one another, and his appearance didn't help much either. We had work to do. For a start, I had to teach him how to smile. Again. No, like this. Look, with the cheeks. By George, he's got it. We had certainly made quite a difference to him, and my smiling lesson had worked a treat. I then explained to our new friend that we were lost and had to get to Uncle Bill's. Luckily, the Sand King knew which way to go, and the Big Dipper Bunny, as he now preferred to be called, offered us a lift. The Big Dipper Bunny couldn't take us all the way, as his mother was expecting him home for tea. But we made good progress and got lots of exercise into the barbecue. Soon we arrived at Whale Ferry Island. We said goodbye to our friend. The whale ferry would take us the rest of the way. We had a fascinating trip, and there was plenty to look at. They seemed to find us pretty interesting, too. Finally, we saw Uncle Bill's lobster scape in the distance. We were almost there. We could just see Uncle Bill's lobster scape through the portholes. But before we did the last bit of the trip, the whale decided to go up to the surface for a breath of fresh air. Ah, that marvelous sea air. I thought we'd better warn Uncle Bill that we were coming, and so I asked Nobby to look out for some flying fish to take a message.
What a boring idea. I'm going to lie down somewhere. This is the life.
Well done, Nobby. What a clever idea.
Did you see any flying fish up there?
No, but I'll tell you what I did see. Sharks. We're surrounded by them.
I've never been so frightened in my life. I've never seen such fearsome teeth. In a moment, the leader approached us.
Have you any last requests before we all come and gobble you up?
Oh dear, yes. Could you please take a message for us to Uncle Bill in the Lobsterscape to say that we can't come and see him as we have been gobbled up by sharks?
Blimey. I didn't realise you were a friend of Uncle Bill's. In that case, is there anything we can do to help you?
The sharks agreed to go and warn Uncle Bill that we were coming. Friendly sharks. Uncle Bill was evidently a greater friend to wildlife than even I had imagined. Uncle Bill was busy watering some sea anemones. He had taken the afternoon off from looking for lost cities. As soon as the sharks told Uncle Bill that we were coming, he became tremendously excited and went in to prepare a very special welcome for us. The fish had never seen him as excited as this. Uncle Bill had been very busy in his lobsterscape under the Pacific. He was getting ready for our arrival. Uncle Bill, you see, was an important explorer who spent all his time finding lost cities. So he wasn't very tidy. And he wasn't much good at finding anything else. He had just finished in time for our arrival.
Snuggles, my dear old friend. What a wonderful surprise, huh? Come on in. Our supper's ready.
Over supper, I told Uncle Bill about the big square holes in the sea we had seen on our way. It was the first he'd heard of it.
I have been busy exploring, you see, so I haven't seen anything at all.
Uncle Bill immediately became most alarmed. He realized that he and all his fishy friends would be in serious trouble if the sea disappeared. He put his thinking cap on.
If this goes on, none of the fish will have anywhere to live, what? We must act.
I quite agree, Uncle Bill. Perhaps the cosmic cat will know who's been taking the sea away. We must leave at once.
Get the whale ferry ready to take you to the fish. It's quicker by air. Good luck.
Macron International Airways announced the arrival of flight PT-5 from the Sargasso Sea.
Oh, the service here is absolutely dreadful.
Haddock International Airways announced departure of flight JK-3 to Reykjavik, boarding at gate 1.
Come on, everyone. We're just in time.
Away.
We were on our way. We soon learned how to fly on these flying fish while Kootwood guided us home. In fact, Nobby became quite aerobatic. Very soon we saw Rickety Rick not far below us, and I decided to use my expandable handkerchief to parachute down.
Oh no!
And we all landed safely. Very soon we were in Rickety Rick, where we found the cosmic cat, who had popped over on a visit from Granny Toots, as he could feel that we needed his help desperately. He said that he thought the water was being taken every night by people from another planet. We asked him where the planet was. Unfortunately, it must have been a bad day in space, because the image was very blurred, and we were only able to get a rough idea of which direction to go. Half an hour later, we were on our way in dreamy boom boom.
There's a planet over there, Doctor.
We went to have a look. But when we got there, there wasn't any water to be seen anywhere. The planet we were looking for must be a very watery one. I decided to find Woogie first. He would be able to help us. But Woogie was looking terribly unhappy.
I can go for 3 months without water. But you only have to look at my humps. Ooh.
Well, let's see what we can do. What about a cup of tea? Oh, dear Woogie, this is serious. The situation was desperate. There was so little water in the clouds, Woogie couldn't even make a cup of tea. Woogie told us about the sloppies. He saw them actually taking water from the Earth. They lived on a planet completely made of water, and he showed us this planet on his star map. That must be it. We must go there at once. We soon realized we were on the right track, as the sloppies weren't very tidy and had slopped water all over the place. And soon we reached our destination. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The whole planet was indeed made of water. But to the sloppies, who were made of water too, it was just like dry land. How were we going to get about on it? Luckily, Dennis had an idea.
What on water?
Start her up, Nobby. Nobby turned the taps, and we set off in our motor bath.
Look, where it is.
We easily recognize the Grand Master of the Water Planet.
Hello, what can we do for you?
Good afternoon, I'm Dr. Snuggles from Earth. Have you been taking water from our sea?
This water, you mean?
That looks like it, yes. I explained to the Grand Master how taking our water had left the plants thirsty, and he was very sorry about it, and put his side of the story.
We just thought it was rubbish, you see. You don't seem to treat it very well. Well, if you want it, you must have it back. We've got plenty more.
Thank you. We do need it rather badly, and I promise to see that it's better treated in the future. Somehow, we were going to have to tow all those huge blocks of water back to Earth where they belonged. Luckily, Dennis brought our special water hooks with him. I tried one out. It worked! I only hope Dreamy Boom Boom would be strong enough to pull all this water.
All of them?
Well, we'll just have to try it and see.
Well, we've just about managed to lift them, Doctor, but how are we going to manage to get them home?
Put more coal on the fire, Nobby.
I've got a much better idea.
We were going slower and slower. More coal, Nobby! Where is he, Dennis?
I can't see him anywhere, Doctor.
We're beginning to fall backwards. We were going to crash.
Doctor, one of the blocks has fallen off. We're climbing again.
We were safe. Nobby. At last we were on our way, thanks to Nobby. And soon we were in deep space, bringing all the water back home where it belonged. Back to Earth. And it looked as if we were just in time. I only hoped that Uncle Bill was managing all right. But first we had to look after Woogie and the sheep. We hadn't forgotten him. And a nice cup of tea seemed to do him the world of good. Even if it was cold. While we were away, the sloppies had been taking away more and more of the sea, which meant that Uncle Bill had had to put up all the fish in his own home. He was in a bad way.
Dr. Snuggles! Phew! Just in time. All right, Nobby. Let's get the sea back where it belongs. Saved by good old Snuggles.
Uncle Bill almost spoke too soon. But not quite. We managed to get all the water to fit exactly. Luckily, Dennis was fond of jigsaw puzzles, and we set off for home as soon as he and Nobby had finished. It was the nervous river we had to see to next.
Oh, good. Won't be long now.
It's all right now, my dear stream. We've got all the sea back into place. It's perfectly safe. The nervous river wasn't nervous anymore. I just couldn't wait for us to get home. And nor could Miss Nettles and Matilda Junkbottom.
Dr. Snuggles, you're back. And you, Nobby.
Yes.
Elf. Rain.
Dr. Snuggles, it's raining. What about me?
No, thank you, Umbrella. Just this once, I think I'd rather get wet.